It's time to dust off the squeeze box because we have an authentic Cajun in on the line here with us, Chad. How you doing?
You better have some of that music going on the July 4th, right?
Yes, indeed.
With that grill, with a couple of beers here and there, maybe.
I'll have to bring it with me.
Bud Light.
You better be doing it over there in California, too.
Okay. I guess I will, huh? I'm going to have to.
Comment se va?
Ça va bien, Chad.
Oh, Carlo Broussard, the Cajun apologist, and I guess you do a little evangelizing, too, at the same time. Mm-hmm. Oh, my heavens. Okay, we wrapped up your book. You're working on another book, and yet you have something about saints coming up here this morning. What is the topic?
Yeah, so I figured we'd do a little mini-series on answering objections to the intercession of the saints.
Wait a minute, because this morning we were praying the rosary, and I don't know why that stuck out to me for the first time ever, but you know what we believe as Catholics, the communion of saints.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh yeah, that's right. We got help.
That's right.
Yeah, indeed.
A whole lot of help.
Yeah. Indeed we do, but our Protestant brothers and sisters, unfortunately, don't think we do.
Yeah, so how do we explain that to them, Carlo?
Very good, Jeff. That sounded like a true Cajun there, brother.
Oh, well.
So first of all, I think what we can do is we want to ask, well, what is our go-to passage as Catholics when trying to establish a biblical basis for the intercession of the saints?
Mm-hmm.
And that is in Revelation chapter 5, verse 8, when John is having his heavenly vision. He describes that when he had taken the scroll, that is the Lamb, the four living creatures and the 24 elders, or presbyters, fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and with golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
Wow.
Close quote. So as Catholics, we've always appealed to this passage and said, you see, here are these 24 elders, that's human souls. They have these bowls of incense, which represent the prayers of the saints. Mm-hmm. Now, our Protestant friends, they have a couple of counter arguments to this passage, or to a Catholic's use of this passage for the intercession of the saints. So I figured our first little segment here would run through a few of those counter arguments.
Okay.
Shall we?
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. So one counter is, well, the term saints doesn't refer to the Christians on earth. It only refers to the heavenly inhabitants that surround the Lamb according to Revelation chapter 7, verse 9 through 10, because we have John describes that there's a host of human souls surrounding the Lamb.
Hmm.
So the saints doesn't refer to Christians on earth. It's referring to the blessed in heaven. So how do we respond to this? Well, first of all, the term saints predominantly is used for Christians on earth in Scripture. Out of the 59 times that the term saints, hagioi in Greek, is used, 13 of which are used actually in the book of Revelation, only once is the term used for Christians in heaven, and that's Colossians 1:12. So just from the predominant use of the term saints, we have good reason to naturally read the term saints in Revelation 5:8 as referring to Christians on earth. And secondly, the Bible actually associates prayers of the faithful on earth with incense. Check this out, guys. In Psalm 141, verse 2, we read, "Let my prayer be counted as incense before thee, and the lifting up of my hands as an evening sacrifice." So if in the Bible the prayers of faithful on earth is associated with incense, and we have prayers being associated with incense here in Revelation 5:8, well, then it follows that we have good reason to conclude that the prayers here in Revelation 5:8 refer to prayers of the faithful on earth. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here's another way we could respond to this counter. I'm sure y'all will find this interesting. The phrase prayers of saints actually comes from Tobit chapter 12, verse 15. Raphael says, "I am one of the seven holy angels who," quote, "present the prayers of the saints."
Wow.
"And enter into the presence of the glory of the Holy One," close quote. Now, this comes right after verse 12, when Raphael says he brought Tobit and Sarah's prayers as a reminder to the Holy One. Now, our Protestant friends will say, well, Tobit's not in my Bible. That ain't inspired. And that's unfortunate.
Is that legit?
But, here's the point. We still can make this argument or respond in this way because Tobit at least reveals a Jewish tradition, that it was a part of the Jewish tradition to refer to the prayers of faithful on earth as prayers of the saints. And John's a good old Jew. And here he is talking about prayers of the saints. So in light of his Jewish tradition, it's likely he's referring to the prayers of Christians on earth. So that's how we could respond to this first counter, that the saints don't refer to the Christians on earth. And in fact, we've actually given some positive evidence that the saints refers to the Christians on earth. So it's prayers of the Christians on earth.
Okay. All right.
Wow. It's interesting, Carlo. This has been going on for forever, and I just love how you really just kind of set the tone here. But you also talk about a different counter, and I just don't think we have enough time, Jeff, but this is the one that I was really interested in. But prayers are only praises and not petitions. I've heard this a number of times, actually, before.
Really? Okay.
You know, but prayers, you know, you can only pray so much, or prayers don't work, or, you know, and when it comes to the saints, it's only a Catholic thing. So,
I can respond. I can respond in a few seconds here to that counter. The prayers are only praises and not petitions. First, it's reasonable to infer that prayers includes petitions as well. That's how the Bible commonly uses the term prayer in reference to petition. Secondly, the elders are actually priests. We know this in light of the number 24, and the fact that they're offering incense. Those are clues that they are priests. What does a priest do? Hebrews 5:1 says they act on behalf of men in relation to God. What do men do? Philippians 4:6, they make their requests made known to God. So that these elders are priests, which offer intercessory prayer, what do? Act on behalf of us. What do? We make our requests known. So they're making our requests known, not just praises, but actually petitions as well. So guys, here we have a biblical piece of evidence right here. We have some evidence from the Bible that the saints in heaven do pray for us. And we can infer from that that we're justified in making our requests known to them and asking them to pray for us.
Oh, I tell you what, you make me smile, and your knowledge just gives me them Holy Ghost bumps, man. I'm telling you. That's some really good.
You're too kind, Jeff.
Really good information, though. So this is part one of a five-part series that you're bringing us.
Yes.
And so can you give us a little hint at what's next?
Yeah, well, what we'll do next time is we'll begin answering some objections to the ability of the saints to pray for us. It might be the appropriateness. So there's a couple. Okay. We can categorize the objections. Some objections go to say that it's not appropriate for us to request the saints to pray for us. And then we have a series of objections that say, well, even if it is appropriate, they still can't do it in principle. So it's objections to their ability to pray for us.
Great
and so
topic.
We'll address some of those objections, and I'll teach you how to answer those objections.
We'll
so
be
that
locked
you know
and loaded.
That your you know that your piety is not in vain.
Okay. Carlo, how can folks get in touch with you and find out more about you and your
apostolate? They can follow my work at Catholic.com. And they can also follow my work at carlobroussard.com. All my work at Catholic Answers is in one location.
Okay, great. Okay. He's true. Authentic Cajun, and he's an apologist.
That's right. No apologies,
God bless
though.
You. Yeah. Right.
No apologies for being Cajun. Amen to that, Stacey. Good for you, girl.
You caught that, didn't you? Okay.
God bless you, Carlo.
God bless y'all, guys. Thank